Maryland's news now on WBAL and WBAL.com.
If you are one of the thousands who will be plunging this weekend in the 18th annual Maryland State Police Polar Bear Plunge, you better be ready for what could be the coldest plunge on record. I mean, Tony Pan is saying the temperature will only get into the 20s on Saturday with a chance for snow showers or flurries. So what can you do to be prepared to throw yourself into the bay? Joining us is Dr. Jeffrey Sternlicht, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at GBMC. Dr. Sternlicht, really, how concerned are you for those taking the plunge this weekend?
I am somewhat concerned. It's going to be a very cold day and very cold water, so the combination of the two is a little bit alarming.
Well, how should people prepare themselves both mentally and physically for this?
The first thing to think about is try to be safe. If you're going to do this, just be sure you're using appropriate precautions beforehand. So, number one, it is not recommended that anybody with heart disease or high blood pressure, etc., perform this because that physiologically can be pretty dangerous. So I will get that out of the way. Number two, avoid alcohol completely. No alcohol before or after. Alcohol has effects on the blood vessels and the nervous system that will alter people's ability to both tolerate the cold and physiologically adapt to it. Another tip would be make sure you've got warm clothes and layers that are going to be easy to put back on when you get out of the water. When you're in the water, you're going to lose coordination and so forth. So coming out of the water, you want to make sure that you can easily get yourself dry quickly, and get on loose layers of clothing that you can do without having to warm your hands up first, because you're not going to have the fine motor skills that you would when you're not cold, because you're going to be cold before you go in and during and then more so afterwards.
What can we do starting today? And I say we because, no, I'm not one of them. What can the plungers do maybe starting today to start getting your body used to this?
One thing you can do is the body, with practice, can physiologically adjust to temperature changes. And we see this all the time in the emergency department. The first cold of the season, we tend to have more patients coming in with hypothermia. The first heat of the season, we tend to have more patients coming in with hyperthermia. So it's the same thing with cold water. If your body can learn to adapt to it, you will tolerate it better.
And how long does it take to do that?
I'm not sure if 3 or 4 days is enough, but it will be helpful if people could practice a little bit. So some people suggest cold baths or cold showers, gradually decreasing the temperature. You do that once or twice a day. Get your body used to physiologically colder water. That will help.
And how long should the plungers actually stay in the water? Is it an in-and-out thing, or is there a time limit on staying in there?
My recommendation would be get out pretty quickly. I think 15 minutes should be people's limit. I don't think anybody should be in the water for more than 15 minutes.
That's a long time.
It'd be a very long time for me. I'd be in and out in 30 seconds.
Finally, yeah. Doctor, should they consider maybe postponing this because of the extreme cold?
Yeah, I think this is going to be probably more challenging than most previous polar bear plunges, where the weather outside is a little bit warmer. Again, I think anybody with risk factors such as chronic medical issues and so forth should definitely consider postponing it. Those who are willing to take the risk, if they're prepared, I think it's reasonable. 35-degree water now or 35-degree water in warmer temperature is tough on the system, but I do think everybody needs to be prepared and have those loose layers of clothing ready, have towels to dry yourself off, and have a warm place to go as quickly as possible. But if anybody thinks they're going to be outside the water for a prolonged period of time recovering from this, they probably shouldn't do it, because you're not going to be able to recover in 30-degree temperatures.
All right, good advice for those who are plunging this weekend. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Dr. Jeffrey Sternlicht, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at GBMC, joining us on Maryland's News Now.